Last night I dreamt of a secret lake hidden inside a forest. The path to it was overgrown and disused. It rose along an incline, and sharp brambles and thorns blocked my way. I drew a long gilded blade, buried in a golden stone that marked the path's beginning, and never thought once of the ease of its removal. There was the distant rumble of thunder, and as I looked up, a majestic swan soared above, heading into and over the depths of the forest. For a minute, I marveled at its beauty, but then its wings folded and twisted like a broken kite, and desperately I watched it fall from view and drop helplessly towards the distant treetops. At once, I raised the blade and began hacking at the dense undergrowth, cutting away the black thorns and dead branches. As I moved forward, several barbs pierced my skin and drops of blood fell to the grassy floor. I then noticed, nourished by my blood, that the undergrowth had reformed behind me and now swayed as a mass, triumphantly blocking my return. For what seemed like hours, I toiled to reach the heart of the wood in the hope of finding the majestic swan. But in truth, it was seconds. Blisters had now formed on my palms, but with one last swing, the path opened into a sunlight clearing. And beyond the honeysuckle bushes, I saw the glint of water. I dropped the blade and, rushing to the water's edge, I fell to my knees and plunged my hand into the cool liquid to soothe the sores and thorny cuts. The ripples of the once still pool now headed out to the other side, and as I watched them grow, I saw the shape of the fallen majestic swan, now lifeless on the opposing bank. As I withdrew my hands, I held them before me as they were healed. Behind me now, the path had fully closed, trapping me in the clearing. How would I return? Without moving, I was at once at the swan's side. One wing was broken and the bird's eyes were peacefully closed. I reached out nervously, fearing its wicked bite, but instead it pushed up against my hand and I felt its fading warmth. I lifted the heavy bird from the water's edge, as I knew there was not long. Around its neck was a loose, plaited braid, and on it, an old brass key. I untied the braid and tied it around my own neck, and at once, the majestic bird heaved its last breath and fell heavily across my lap. I tried to rise, but the bird was too heavy and could not be lifted from my limbs. It began to envelop me, and at first I panicked, then watched in awe as its pure white feathers cocooned my torso. I closed my eyes and succumbed to the ordeal. And when I opened them, I was no more a man, but a majestic swan. Without hesitation, I rushed forward and thrilled to the joy of my first flight, easily soaring above the water. Below, I could see my reflection in the still lake. Looking down onto the path of thorns and brambles, I no longer feared them or my return. I simply looked out to the horizon and the now setting sun. And like a majestic swan, I soared effortlessly back to my home.